The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Does the Bible say people will worship AI or be killed? To some, that will sound really crazy. To others, it doesn't. You really do need to decide for yourself whether you think that's crazy or not. And I will present information and you will come to your own conclusion. This is really a show about AI much more than it is anything about the Bible. The Bible seems to just have a blip, which I think is pointing directly to AI. But it's only a very small blip in the Bible when you take all of the Bible. So I'm not going to be concentrating hugely on it, but I'll show you the blip in which I think it is talking about that. And it is in Revelation. So it is talking about an end time scenario. We'll look at that in case you are unfamiliar. I know some people get really excited because whenever you deal with Revelation or Bible stuff, people are starving for that stuff. They don't even get it from pastors anymore. So sometimes it's like shocking. A political talk show host sometimes talks about the stuff more than a pastor will. But this is not. This is not a sermon. This is not anything to do with pounding religion, even though I'm an open Christian. Everybody knows that. I'm very open about my Christianity, and I can't separate what I see in the Bible and Christianity and what I'm seeing in the world. So when I'm watching what's happening in the world in AI, I always check it against, is there some indication in the Bible what's going to happen? Why wouldn't I? If I believe the Bible is the Word of God and it already knows the end from the beginning, why wouldn't I do that? And so I will let you see that. But first, let's do a little bit about AI. Glenn Beck did a great special on it. I'm going to give you snippets of it. And then after I give you some snippets, I'll get into where I think the Bible is talking about that. But let's concentrate on AI itself from the political aspect. AI may cause chaos within a year. That's what some experts have been saying. And Glenn Beck plays that and shows them this. This like hour-long special happened 3 weeks ago or something, I believe, by Glenn Beck. We've given you stuff on AI, but there's some really good stuff here. Take a look.
AI is the ultimate example of just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And the people who have been running AI are now beginning to be afraid of AI. Let me show you what I mean on this. This is a presentation last month by Tristan Harris and Aza Raskin. They're from the Center for Humane Technology. Watch.
Anything that's not authentication-based, you call your bank, and I'm who I say I am. Anything that depends on that verification model, it's as if all these locks that are locking all the doors in our society, we just unlocked all those locks, right? And people know about deepfakes and synthetic media, but what they didn't know is that it's now just 3 seconds of audio of your voice before now I can synthesize the rest. And that's going to go, again, that's going to get better and better, right? So it's try not to think about, am I scared about this example yet? You might be like, I'm not actually scared of that example. It's going to keep going at an exponential curve. So that's part of it is we don't want to solve what the problem was. We want to, like Wayne Gretzky, sort of skate to where the puck's going to be. And with exponential curves, we now need to skate way further than where you might think you need to.
But just to name it explicitly, this is the year that all content-based verification breaks.
This is an incredible agent of chaos today.
That's chaos coming. Look, America's heading for chaos in so many different ways. I don't foresee AI becoming, just so you know, this massive chaotic thing that destroys the world. I believe man is actually going to go into a nuclear war before that can occur. And some of this technology, some of it will be lost. But in other areas, especially like in China, I don't think it will be lost. And then after the nuclear war that we are heading towards, and everybody feels like we're heading towards a nuclear war, I mean, most people can feel that. I don't think most people think it's really going to happen. I do. I really do think it's going to happen. I use the Bible to base that opinion, but I'm not going into that. I've done it in the past a long time ago, but I'm not going into why I believe that. Anyways, I believe we're going into that. The signs politically all over the world is pointing that we're heading towards that. I think AI will take a little bit longer because I'm not sure this is actually AI yet. I think we're getting close to AI. They're saying they have AI, but really you have a supercomputer that can calculate things. And yes, a computer that can teach itself its own new stuff on its own. That's still not AI. That's still not self-aware. So I'm not sure we're technically at AI yet. And I know things are going to speed up. But I don't think they'll move as fast as they're saying. If it does move as fast as they're saying, then I think that would be an indication that a nuclear war is going to happen quicker, not because of AI. Because I don't foresee in biblical end times events that I have been taught my whole life in Revelation, I've never foreseen a thing that would tie to before the tribulation. Some weird event happens. It would have been weird to them. I don't know how they would have described it. That I could point to and say, wow, the Bible really is pointing to AI. There's only one spot where I think the Bible is pointing to AI. And it's not before the tribulation. It's in the middle of the tribulation. And that's where you get the indication, I think, of the Bible pointing to AI. So I don't think AI is going to destroy the world. I think other events, we may be on the path for AI to destroy the world. I could say that. But I think things, a monkey wrench is going to be thrown into all of this that they think they're going to get, the globalists and everything else. I think God's going to throw monkey wrenches, and it's not going to happen the way they think it's going to happen. It is eventually going to happen, a global government, but not the way they think it's going to happen. All right. They'll take advantage of the chaos, is what I'm saying. AI can see people through walls in the dark. This is really interesting. I want you to check this out. But this is something that I actually talked about in 2008, and I'll tell you why I even know the year. Take a listen.
Here is an example of a terrifying AI capability that already exists.
So imagine you hook up to an AI, sort of just like you have two eyeballs, and you sort of do stereoscopic vision between the two eyeballs. You have one eyeball looking at the images of where everybody's at in this room, how many people are here, what posture are they in. And you have another eyeball plugged into the AI that's looking at the radio signals of the Wi-Fi. And they basically said, could we have it train a bunch looking at both and counting the number of people, the postures that they're in, and then we close the eyeball to the AI that's looking at the image. So now we just have the radio signals. And just having Wi-Fi radio signals, you can actually identify the positions and the number of the people that are in the room. Right?
So essentially, there is already deployed the hardware for cameras that can track living beings in complete darkness, also through walls. And it's already out in the world. In fact, it's everywhere that human beings go.
All right. This is something I stumbled upon in 2008, and really it's when I think because I stumbled upon it by accident. Well, it wasn't pure accident. I was looking into something. It's when I knew my phone was being tapped. And in 2008, nobody believed me when I said, look, I told my family members, if you call me on the phone, the government's are monitoring. I can tell, I can hear that their monitoring technology isn't that great unless it's a foreign government. I can tell when they're actually listening in to my conversations. And I know that there are trigger words that what I say in the conversation and I can hear it trigger. Boom. So it's obviously a computer doing it, but I knew that boom, it would trigger and we would know they're monitoring my phone calls. I didn't care that much because everything that I said on my phone calls is what I said publicly on the radio. So I didn't care. I said, I don't care. I told people on the radio I'm being monitored. People used to laugh. oh my gosh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They don't monitor people's phones. People didn't even believe that the NSA, remember, this is before Snowden came out about the NSA. I think that was a couple years later, maybe in 2010, when Snowden came out. I don't remember what year, but when I was talking about this and I was being monitored, it was before that. Then that happened, and then people started to not think I was as crazy. Anyways, what happened was, is in 2008, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and I worked in radio, so I was paying attention to this, demanded that radio signals went digital. They wanted to force all the radio stations in the country to change to digital signals, besides the TV. And they were saying that TV and radio stations all around the country, they wanted to build it, said by 2012, they all have to be digital. And the Republicans were pushing for something. I don't even remember what it was. And they wouldn't give in. The Democrats wouldn't give in. They wouldn't give in. There was all sorts of stuff. And then Nancy Pelosi and Schumer said, if you allow the mandating of the digital signals, we'll give you it. And that raised a massive red flag in my head. I was like, that's what they want more than anything else? So I started to look into, why would they want digital signal? And I don't know, I was on a military website, a Naval Observatory website, something like that. And it was talking about the Iraq War, and it was talking about analog signals and digital signals. And I was like, okay, maybe this will give me a clue, and it really did. They were frustrated, it was saying, that in the Middle East, there are no digital signals hardly at all. There are only analog signals. And they are unable to get good intelligence with analog signals. And if they had more digital signals, they could get way more intelligence. They were being vague. But I immediately was like, wow. They just openly said, oh, and it said, that it did say this. It wasn't vague about this. They can take a digital signal that is coming from one house and bend it to infiltrate another house right next to it. This is 2008. And I said, oh my gosh, this is why they want digital signals. I bet you they can take digital signals, obviously to spy on people, but I don't think it's just for listening, audio. I bet you that they can take digital signals and actually see people through the walls. And I went on the radio saying this. And I said, this is what I found. And this is, and I think that they can see through walls. And what really confirmed, I held off on doing the show for a while. But then what really confirmed it, this is why I know it was 2008. The Dark Knight had just come out. There was Batman Begins, but The Dark Knight came out in 2008. And in that movie, Batman takes all the cell phone signals and in the movie, they're saying, don't abuse this power. This is too much power for one man to have, where he can take all the cell phone signals and digitally see through the building to find out where Joker's men's are and where Joker is. And I said, they're putting this in a movie because a lot of times these producers have connections to military people and all sorts of stuff. That means they probably already have digital signals. As soon as I did this show about how I think they have the digital signal and the conversion, and the whole world was going to convert to digital signals. Other governments around the world were mandating their countries convert to digital signals as well. I said, this means that they can use these digital signals to spy on you. And that's when my phone, after that show, I could tell was monitored. Ever since then, I also noticed that Russia came to one of my websites, and I had never had a hit from Russia before. And so I did a reverse trace on the address, and I'm not a tech whiz. I was just looking up, how do you reverse trace this stuff? And it came out that it was Russian intelligence. So I did that show, and the next day, Russian intelligence was monitoring my show. Obviously, they thought I had some sort of inside information about these digital signals and being able to spy, and that I was revealing stuff when I had no information whatsoever. It was just me piecing things together. It was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's wanting it so bad that triggered me. I know when Democrats do that, oh my gosh, something nefarious is going on. That's how I figured it out. Anyways, now they're saying AI can do that, and now it's all common knowledge. And the people that thought I was crazy when I told them all of this back in 2008, see, I was right. All right, let's go to AI And I'm going to get to the book of Revelation right after this, but I want to play you this too. A wearable AI.
A company ironically named Humane just unveiled their wearable AI. This is the company's co-founder demonstrating the device.
Can I eat this?
A milky bar contains cocoa butter. Given your intolerance, you may want to avoid it.
So I can't eat these anymore.
Yay.
But what's cool is my AI knows what's best for me, but I'm in total control.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to eat it anyway.
Enjoy it. Okay.
Here's the thing. My AI knows what's best for me, but I...
Yes, and Glenn Beck's right. That's very dangerous. Why did the audience applaud when it said that he cannot eat that? Why did they applaud that? These people want to be slaves. That audience did. Anyone? What? I don't understand the mentality. When the thing said, no, you can't eat it. Oh, yay! What? You need AI to tell you what you can and cannot eat? You're that shallow of a person? You don't want to take care of yourself at all? You don't want to be an adult and make your own decisions? I can't comprehend the applause to that. And then when he said, I'm going to eat it anyways, they laughed. Do you know what that is? They're laughing at, oh, I can't believe he would tell the AI he would eat it anyways. I wouldn't. Wow. It was almost like a nervous laugh. You're going to say you're going to do it anyways? Showing that the people are already primed that they would just do whatever AI said. And if you don't think that's true, understand that if they make something, man has made things in the past and worshiped it as God when it was just a stone idol. It couldn't even do anything. Imagine if, and they worshiped it like it was God, made by their own hands. Imagine if man, made by his own hands, makes an AI system that can speak to you and talk and is smarter than you. They're going to worship it like it's God. They worship stone idols like it was God. They're definitely going to worship AI like it's God. Those people show me for sure they are. Goodness gracious, it's scary that we have people like that in this world. That's what scares me. So now I got to get to it. Let's get to it. So the Bible does address something that I think, and you don't have to agree with this, but I think it's clearly pointing to AI. This is during the tribulation period. This is where it's talking about, just so you know, the second beast. If you're not familiar, I'll try to keep it very easy to understand as much as I can. There are two beasts. The first beast, they would say, is the Antichrist. The second beast, many people say the second beast is the false prophet. Probably, but I can't even say that for sure, but probably. But I don't know for sure. The second beast with two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. You know, it's interesting that it spoke like a dragon. That makes me wonder if this person, because I think it's going to be a person, it's not going to be an animal, speaks Chinese. That's what I wonder if that's what that's saying. And I didn't come up with that until just today when I noticed, oh, it speaks like a dragon. That would be China. I wonder if that's an indication that this second beast is going to speak Chinese. All right. Anyways, here's the verse. It's Revelation 13, 15. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit after that, but my title says, does the Bible say people will worship AI or be killed? Does that not sound like that's AI? Some sort of image speaking. It's an image of the beast, so it's going to probably be an image of the Antichrist. But it's going to be the computer version of the Antichrist, the AI version of the Antichrist. And that AI version is going to say, obey or die. That's what it seems to me, and that sounds total AI, and I think the people will obey. And I'll pick it up where I left off. 16, it says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, so that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. There's the mark of the beast system, which is a buy or sell system, which we already saw with COVID. If you don't have the COVID shot, you're not going to be able to go to stores or buy or sell. Do you see how they're setting it all up? That's the mark of the beast system. When the mark comes, you won't be able to buy or sell. And it looks like there's going to be AI helping the Antichrist. That's what that verse really seems to indicate. And think about how that was written around 2,000 years ago. That should blow your mind if you've never seen that before. One last clip. Let me squeeze this in. This is Tristan Harris. Tristan is a former Google design ethicist. Here we go.
Right. Yeah, there's always the critique of people who are sounding the alarm. This is another moral panic. Mm-hmm. Television, radio, Elvis is shaking his hips, rock and roll.
Right.
This is very, very different. If you have a technology that can recursively self-improve, meaning, the thing we said the other day is nuclear weapons don't invent better nuclear weapons, but AI can invent and recursively improve and make better AI. AI makes better nukes. AI makes better bioweapons. AI makes better intelligence, because intelligence is your ability to solve problems. So if intelligence can be applied to itself, you're creating a system that even Elon Musk and the founders of the field have called this summoning the demon. Because once you let it out, it has capabilities that you're just putting out there in the world. And now, even 18-year-olds in their basement can be playing around and saying, you know what? What if I wired up this language model that can generate language and hook it up to TaskRabbit and to a cryptography wallet, like a Bitcoin wallet, and start interacting with people, posting jobs on Craigslist for people to do real things and pay them money to do those things. And it's all driven by an AI. And all it needs to do that is the ability to synthesize language. Now, I don't think I could extrapolate from there, but I think your listeners can understand that there's a lot of dangerous things that people can do with this.
Yes, there is. But I'm going to go back to, it appears that the AI system will be fully implemented, I believe, for the first time, truly implemented, fully, to where you can neither buy nor sell, would be during the tribulation. And if we're this close, if we're getting so close and AI is going to accelerate and accelerate as every day goes by, it's going to get more and more advanced every day. Not every month. Every month it will, but I'm saying every day it's going to get more advanced. Every month it's going to be leaps and bounds more. So how much time will it take? I don't know. It tells me we're close. But I know that there's events that I believe are going to happen. I'm convinced that will happen before this AI situation that we're seeing in Revelation. So that tells me we've got to be really close to those events. And one of those events, I believe, is a nuclear war that does not destroy the whole world, but does destroy America. Folks, hold on to your hats. It could be 10 years. It could be 1 year. I don't know. But clearly the signs are there. It's close. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.